Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And we missed a week because I was in Havana, Cuba, which was amazing. No wines there, just a lot of mojitos and other drinks, so that was interesting. But I came back because I wanted to have something a little different, because I have a couple of Rosa left on my shelf, and I had a French left. It was a Côtes de Provence, Coupe de Rosé, or Coupe de Rosé. It's a pink, a little pink wine, but this one is a combination of Grenache blend. So it has like two other ones beside the Grenache grape in there, a Syrah and something called Salt grape. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. C-I-N-S-A-U-L-T, but the Grenache and the Syrah. So this was like it was rated maybe 3-4 stars at a price point of like $20. But I wanted to have it because, again, I had a couple that was on my shelf that I just didn't get a chance to get to because I was just drinking so much other wine. So I wanted to try to get these off the shelf. I don't like drinking like blush wines or rosé wines during the winter time, and it's starting to get a little colder, so I decided to get from that. Well, anyway, this one is from the winery Bernard Magrez, M-A-G-R-E-Z, and like I said, it's a Grenache blend and from France. So I'm not always excited by rosés, but sometimes they surprise me, sometimes they don't. So with this one, they had a couple of different notes, flavors that I kind of didn't look forward to, but I wanted to see if it was realistic or not. So they note says raspberry, watermelon, and peach. I took their advice. They said serve very chilled. When I served it with room temperature, it was kind of flat and the flavor didn't pop up like I wanted to. So I decided to have it chilled and go from the next one. So let's take a whiff of this. Let me take a whiff real quick. So funny, you do smell that. It's an awkward smell. It is closer to that watermelon. So when I read it, and you know, I went out and I was like, because I don't normally eat watermelon, so I wanted to try to get that smell and see if that goes from that, and it comes close to that. So if you're saying what kind of smells they are, I don't smell the peach, maybe the raspberry, but the watermelon was a really great distinction. Let me hit it again. Yeah, that watermelon is a good distinction that they decided to say this is the one that you go and go from there. But it's they said succulent to the nose, fresh red fruits. But you do smell kind of like that metal that it was sitting in, metal containers and everything. So that metallic kind of smell. So let's get a taste of it. You know, we already talked about enough of the smell. So, kind of acidic. The flavors don't punch out at you. And usually when you get that rosé, you don't get a lot of the fruitier flavors that you would if it was a white or red. Like a Grenache, you get those great red fruits and things in that manner. And even the Syrah, you would get that. But since this is bled out through the actual skins just to get that pinkish color, I'm not getting a lot of it. So it's like devoid of that flavor that I would probably expect to get. But kind of acidic on that end. Very light on the flavor palette that you can't really distinguish, because I'm not getting anything out of that. Let me try it one more time. So I'm trying it on the front of the tongue to see if I can get any kind of fruitiness or whatever. But I didn't get it last time. So what I did, I had this with a creamy, almost pot pie type meal. And it went really well because I had a lot of vegetables in there. So it would give you the small bit of herbal taste on that, but nothing more than that. So this Coupe de Rosé isn't that exciting. And even at a price point of $20, I'm not really that big of a fan. So it was from Wine Insiders. You can get it from them, or because that's where I got it from. I got it from Wine Insiders. But it's also part of the premium wines of Martha Stewart. So Martha Stewart has a whole shitload of them too. So you can probably get them both from that. But I wasn't that impressed with it. I'm still trying to find the right rosé that I can kind of tell people, this is the one you need to have. I think I've had one before, but this one's okay. At that price point, and I didn't pay that price point, I got them all for around $10, maybe $12, because I brought them in a package. But they're saying a $20 price point. Don't pay $20. Make sure you pay half price of that. But that's what I have. Urban Wine Life. Check us out every Friday. I should be back on it now. I'm back from vacation. You should be able to go to bougieblackbrother.com or bougieblackbrother. No, urbanwinelife.com or bougieblackbrother.podbean.com is where all the podcasts are. It's not going to be a YouTube this week, because I wanted to hurry up and get this one out. So check us out, Urban Wine Life, even on iTunes and Google Podcasts and all the podcasts download. So check us out. And we'll see you next Friday on Urban Wine Life. Later.